Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today's the first day of February, the month I call Little Love Month. So let's start with a very happy, healthy, and most wonderful birthday to all my February people. There are actually so many birthdays starting on the first today with one of my brothers, ending with my sister on the 28th, and at least 10 in between from family only, not including friends, which I just saw I have another 3 in there, and acquaintances. They're not even included. So February is really an amazing month. And then let's add Valentine's Day to it on the 14th, right in the middle of the month. I looked at the statistics and I found out something quite incredible, that from February 1st to the 14th, I have 8 birthdays listed, including mine. From February 15th to the 28th, I have 4 birthdays listed. I'm positive I forgot some. I'm proud I've got quite a few, but those were just the ones I remembered on top of my head. And the way it looked like in my family, the first half of February, 1 through 14, seems to be twice as important as the second half, the 15th to the 28th. Why am I saying that? Because the first 14 days, I have 8 birthdays, and the next 14 days, I have 4 birthdays. And actually, from the first 8 birthdays, 6 out of 8 are all younger. And in the second half, the 4 are 54 to 69. And one of them actually has passed away many moons ago, who would be in his 90s. He's still living alive in our hearts. He's still alive in our hearts, but he's not on this earth anymore. So then in the middle is Valentine's Day, and I even have an aunt who has a birthday on Valentine's Day. Quite interesting. So I was wondering, how did Valentine's Day actually come about? What is the meaning behind it? And I found a little note here that says, February 14th, St. Valentine's Day, to romantic love. St. Valentine's Day is the day on which the birds returning in the very early choose their mates. Spring was often thought to begin in the middle of February in the 14th century in Europe. Although reference books abound with references to Roman festivals from which St. Valentine's Day may derive, there is in fact very little evidence of such a connection between ancient pagan customs and the modern holiday. But there is nothing in particular in the life stories of any of these Valentines that might have inspired the late medieval traditions surrounding St. Valentine's Day. The scholar Jack B. Orrick has therefore suggested that Chaucer was probably the first to link the saint's day with the customs of choosing sweethearts. No such link has been found before the writings of Chaucer, and several literary contemporaries who also mention it. But after them, the association becomes widespread. Orrick proposed that Chaucer, the most imaginative of his literary circle, invented it. The earliest description of the tradition may occur in Chaucer's Parlement of Fools, composed around 1380, which takes place in Saint Valentin Day, when every fool cometh there to chase or choose actually his make or mate. So that's actually Old English. I thought that was rather interesting. Yeah, so that is it. So how do we actually celebrate Valentine's Day? And how does any of this have to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? Well, we'll get there. So how do we celebrate Valentine's Day? I know in my family there is not that much going on, maybe a card or something, or just to tell each other we love each other, we care about each other, we support one another. But when our daughter was small, I started making cards with her. And actually, just for that fact, I have the link in blue below that gives a lot of suggestions of different sayings or different things you can make with your children or as adults. So I thought I'm going to help you out a little bit because you have 13 more days. Today's the first. So you have 13 more days till the 14th to make something. Because in my opinion, homemade things are always much more valuable than bought things, unless it's something that you really need. But just to buy something, to have bought something, that just kind of loses. Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of does not appeal to me too much. Many people give flowers on Valentine's Day. Doesn't have to be roses, but just flowers. Now, my question to you is, do you go to the florist to get flowers? Or can you go in your own garden or in a loved one's garden if you're married? So it's kind of like your own garden still. And harvest a few flowers from there and bring them in, arrange them nicely, put them in a little bouquet and say, from my garden to your garden or from my heart to your heart or whatever you want to say which is appropriate to you. My most important thing is actually spending time together. And that kind of sums it up, because when you spend time together, you work on the mental health, healthy mind. You communicate, you share, you appreciate one another. When you do that, your body usually is very favorable and it likes to move. So you go for a walk together, or you go for a swim or a bike ride or a hike or whatever you want to do, horseback ride, anything you want to do together. And especially if you have horses, if you have to rent them for an hour or so, that's a little bit more expensive. But if you can do things that don't cost any money, but that mean a lot to you, you have already worked on your healthy mind and your healthy body. And that actually contributes to the healthy finances. Valentine's Day is not supposed to be a day of extreme finances. It's supposed to be a day of love. And love is priceless. You cannot put a price tag on it. Therefore, don't even worry about that. Do something from your heart, with your heart, to the loved one's heart, be it a child, be it your spouse, be it boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, or to somebody else in the family, a grandma, a grandpa, an aunt, an uncle, somebody you want to honor and make them feel good. Because as I said, for me, February is the love month. And so wanting to share those things with you that you can actually do a lot of your own or on your own, so you don't have to spend tons of money. I actually even found a Valentine's recipe that is so cool. It is written by Artsy Mama. And it has a heart, and inside it says, 4 small kisses, 6 giant hugs, 1 cup of kindness, 3 cups of love, 5 teaspoons of happiness, and 2+ caring hearts. mix together and spread the love. I thought that was pretty cool. There are some others. There's another one. On this day, I think of you, how you saved me when I was feeling blue. Happy Valentine, my love. You really are the best. I really love you. I'm sure you must have guessed. And there are lots and lots of them. And there's, you know, you can scroll around on that page and just see if there's anything that you want for you or for a loved one. And you can choose the appropriate one if it's for a child or for a relative or for the love of your life or whatever. Just do really something small that comes from the heart and hopefully is homemade. Sometimes we say we don't have any time. And time is actually one of the biggest healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finance robbers, because it throws everything out of perspective. So when we actually decide that we want to make the best out of everything, that's when we actually choose. We choose to have 5 or 10 minutes to make a card or something. It doesn't even have to be anything super duper fancy. Just take a plain 3x5 or 5x7 card and take some red glitter and write on it, I love you. Then with, can make some little flowers around it or whatever with pen or pencil or color pencils or felt pen or whatever. I mean, the options are endless. I know that my husband, when I go out and buy him a card and I spend a few hours reading so many cards to see which one is the appropriate one, he doesn't even look at it. He just puts it in a drawer because he said, you bought it, you didn't make it. And my dad was the same way. He wanted everything handmade. So if I just make a little card and I write something by hand on it, and it looks like it's handmade, he will actually display it on his desk at work or put it in his truck wherever he drives around so he can look at it or has it next to the bed so he can see it. Those little gestures of love are treasured. So I'm just encouraging you, do something that will be remembered. As I mentioned, one of my father-in-law's, I was my husband's stepdad. He passed a long time ago, actually 32 years ago. But he still lives in our hearts. And every February 16, we think of him and celebrate him because he was such an amazing person. So that was my quick episode on the love month, February. And I want to say, put your thoughts and love to action. Do something that's worth it. If you need help or if you know somebody who needs help in getting mentally, physically, and financially healthy, go to my website, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, and sign up there so I can get in touch with you. And I will definitely journey with you to optimal health individually. Or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And everybody who leaves a precise message will get a return from me via text or voicemail or phone call. Or if you leave me an email address that's very clear, I can email you back. Anything is possible as long as you leave a precise message. If you want to be on my show and share something that has to do with physical, mental, and financial health, please let me know. I'd be happy to feature you. And having mentioned all that, I'm going to say have a wonderful rest of the week, a fabulous weekend. And until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.